We're right in the middle of that hot spell of summer that the ancients called the dog days. And William J. Smith has some poems for us today about this steamy time.
During this summer, especially in August, you often hear people talking about dog days. They're referring to that hot, sultry time between early July and early September. The expression, dog days, is from the Latin, dies caniculares, dog star days, so called because the dog star, Sirius, rises and sets with the sun during this period. Here are two poems of mine for those dog days, not about dog stars, but about the dogs right here on Earth that we all know so well. The first one is from an alphabet. D is for dog. D is for dog, says the prancing French poodle as he trots with the band when it plays Yankee Doodle. Bow wow, I hate cats, the whole kit and caboodle. D is for dog. And this poem is called Just Dog. Dogs are quite a bit like people, or so it seems to me somehow. Like people, dogs go anywhere. They swim in the sea, they leap through the air, they bark and growl, they sit and stare, they even wear what people wear. Look at that poodle with a hat on its noodle. Look at that boxer in a long silver fox fur. Look at that whippet in its calico tippet. Look at that Sealyham in diamonds from Rotterdam. Look at that Afghan wrapped in an Afghan. Look at that chow down there on a dhow, all decked out for some big powwow, with Pekingese waiting to come kowtow. Don't they all look just like people? People you've seen somewhere? Bow wow. T.S. Eliot, who wrote the Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats, on which the musical Cats is based, was asked once why he didn't write a similar series of poems about dogs. He said he couldn't do it because dogs were just too much like people.
The readings today are from William J. Smith's books, Laughing Time, Nonsense Poems, and Around My Room.